Okay, bismillah, wassalat, wassalam, ala rasulillah, wa ala ali wa man wala wa ba'd. Today, inshallah, we are going to be having our 49th session. Session number 49, reading from Arabic lessons in fiqh, level 3, Islamic University of Medina Arabic Language Institute, al-mustawa thalith, level 3 fiqh. Last week we began a new chapter, Kitab al-Siyam, and we talked last week about a couple of points, yani the definition of al-Siyam, the excellence or virtues of Siyam, and the hukum, the legal ruling concerning Sawm Ramadan, fasting in Ramadan, from the book, the evidence from the book, the Sunnah and Ijma. We didn't finish the last point, the hukum of Sawm in Ramadan, and we're going to go back to that point today and look at it a little bit further, and then we're going to go on to yani some new points. Okay, so before we continue where we left off last week, that last week we talked about the ta'rif of as-siyam. Who can tell us anything about the ta'rif of as-siyam? Abdul Haq. Ma'aniyyati. Naam. Okay, so he said al-siyam, it is al-amsak al-muftirat min tulu' al-fajr ila ghurub al-shamsi ma'aniyyati. What do we understand from this definition? What are the points that are contained in this definition, Abdulaziz? Abstention, abstaining, al-muftirat, before timing, al-muftirat. What is al-muftirat? Multiple things that invalidate the fast. The things that invalidate the fast. Naam. Then there's the timing from the break of dawn until the setting of the sun, and finally there's the an-niyyah. Also, we said last week concerning the definition of fasting, we said something else too, besides what he just mentioned. Naam, Musa. That in the language, linguistically, a siyam is imsak. And this is something in fiqh that we should always keep in mind, that the scholars of the sunnah, they always define something by first giving its linguistic definition and then the shara'i definition. Linguistically, it's imsak. And the sharia is imsak ala al-muftirat, yani the things that invalidate the fast, min tulu' al-fajr ila ghurub al-shamsi, the timing from dawn until sunset, ma'a an-niyyah, along with intention. And we have some other definitions also that are similar, meaning wording just a little different, that have the same important elements. That is, yani the element of what is fasting is abstention. Abstention from what? From the things that invalidate the fast, the timing, and the importance of niyyah. We also talked about the virtues of fasting in general or specifically in Ramadan, and from that we mentioned what are some of the virtues of fasting that we mentioned last week, few hadith that we mentioned in summary, yani just a little bit of it. Now, every deed of the son of Adam is for himself, except fasting. But Allah said illa siyam fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bi. Fasting is for me and I will reward it. This shows the excellence of fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has separated, distinguished fasting from every other act of worship, even though every act of worship must be done for Allah alone, otherwise it won't be accepted. But Allah has shown that there's a distinction, there's an excellence, a superiority of fasting over other acts of worship. Another virtue of fasting, Waleed? There will be two yani occasions of happiness for the fasting person. At the time of breaking the fast, a person will have happiness and joy. And another one? On Yawm al-Qiyamah, when they meet their Rabb, and the reward for their fasting. Yani happiness at the time of breaking the fast. Most importantly, that happiness is not just because you get to eat, but because hopefully you have completed the great act of worship for the sake of Allah. You completed it. That's something to be happy about, that you made it through that fast, inshallah, for the sake of Allah. Now, another virtue of fasting. Another virtue of fasting is that whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with iman and ihtisab, expectation, anticipation, hope of reward, they will have their previous sins forgiven. Another virtue of fasting? That it should develop taqwa of Allah. Naam, that it, from the great goals of fasting is to establish or to gain, to achieve taqwa of Allah. And perhaps you will be from the, one of the people who enter a door of Jannah that's only for the fasting people, or Rayyan. Okay, and there are many virtues of fasting. We mentioned a few of them. Yani last week. Naam, ya Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La khulufu fam sa'im. Uh-huh. Min misk, naam. Yani that the Prophet ﷺ said that by Allah, indeed, certainly, definitely, the scent, the smell of the mouth that comes from the mouth, from the stomach, through the mouth of the fasting person is atyabu, is more pleasant to Allah, with Allah, than the sweet smelling fragrance of misk. And that fasting is a shield, naam. And so on. Now, the second point, the third point that we dealt with last week is the hukm of Siyam Ramadan. Specifically, we started it, we mentioned from our textbook, and we wanted to read a couple of other points from our secondary sources concerning the hukm of fasting. What is the hukm of fasting of Ramadan? What is its legal ruling? Now, Musa. Wajib. What you said? Fard. What's the difference between fard? Fard, wajib, yani, according to the majority view, and it's the same. It means that which is obligatory. It's fard, it's wajib, it's a rukn from arkan al-Islam. And whoever, yani, denies that it is obligatory, is a murtad. Is a kafir, murtad al-Islam. That's the summary of what we said. We mentioned some of the evidence from Quran, from the Sunnah, and that there's ijma' from the Quran. We could use as evidence for this what? Something from the Quran that is obligatory? Surah Al-Baqarah. Naam, we can use Surah Al-Baqarah. But if we try to use Surah Al-Baqarah, it's going to take a long time to get through it. So give us something specific. Huh? Surah Al-Baqarah is long. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. Kutiba, yani furida. That's a proof. What else? فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمْ الشَّعْرِ فَلْ يَسُمْ فَلْ لَمْ الْأَمْرَ. That means you must fast. These are proof from the Quran, from the Sunnah. بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامِ عَلَى خَمْسٍ أَنْ مِنْهَا شَهَدَةً لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ إِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَصَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ وَحَجِّ الْبَيْتِ. صَوْمِ رَمَضَانَ, yani Islam is built upon these five things. From amongst them is the fasting of Ramadan. That means it's a rukn from the arkan of Islam. And then as far as the ijma, we said what? Yani that the ummah has reached consensus, full agreement upon this reality, that fasting is obligatory, it's fard, that it's a rukn from arkan of Islam, and that whoever denies that it is obligatory, that person is a kafir who has apostated, gone out of Islam. That's what we summarized from last week. Today, inshallah, we're going to go back to that point and read from the secondary source, and then we're going to go to the next good points. Now,
I would say also what Allah says in the Quran about fasting, that fasting was prescribed for you like it was prescribed for other people.
Naam, that fasting was prescribed for you, meaning the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as it was prescribed for the people before, yani the other nations that Prophet was sent to. Yani just as some of the scholars said it means here, kama, yani kama here means yani that they were also, it was also legislated for them to fast. Not necessarily that the way it has been prescribed for us, the manner of our fast is the same. Because in the Sharia of the different prophets, there may be some differences. Even though they were fasting, they were praying, but the manner, the specific manner might be a little bit different. But the meaning here, furida, I mean, kutiba alaykum siyam kama kutiba, meaning it was made obligatory on you, just Yani, like it was also made obligatory on the nations before you. That's what we read last week. After this, hukum of Siyam and its evidences. Well, we're going to go to our secondary sources first, and then we're going to come back and go to the next point. The next point in our textbook is Bima Yuthbatu Ash-Shahru on page 67. We're going to come to that point after we finish. Yani, what we want to look at from the other sources. Okay, so first, I want to go to Al-Wajiz, page 195. I want to just quickly look at Al-Wajiz, for Fiqh al-Sunnah wal-Kitab al-Aziz. And on page 195, it is written there, حُكْمُهُ, يعني حُكْمُ صِيَام رَمَضَان. And then they said, صَوْم رَمَضَان رُقْنٌ مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَفَرْضٌ مِنْ فَرَائِدِهِ. That's what we just said, right? Yeah. That it's a pillar from the pillars of Islam, and it's an obligation from the obligations of Islam. And then they mentioned the evidences from the Kitab, the ayat that we mentioned, from Surah Al-Baqarah, from the Sunnah, the Hadith of Ibn Umar, Bunya al-Islam ala Khamsin, and they mentioned the Ijma. I just want to mention here in the Ijma, they said, وَأَجْمَعَتْ الْأُمَّةُ عَلَى وُجُوبِ سِيَامْ رَمَضَان. The Ummah have reached consensus, total agreement upon the obligation of fasting Ramadan. وَأَنَّهُ أَحَدُ أَرْكَانُ الْإِسْلَامِ. And that is one of the pillars of Islam. الَّتِي عُلِمَتْ مِنَ الدِّينِ بِالْضَرُورَةِ. What do we mean by عُلِمَتْ مِنَ الدِّينِ بِالْضَرُورَةِ? Something that is supposed to be known, well known from the deen. It is a well known thing that must be known by everyone as a part of this deen, must be known بالضرورة, of necessity. A person cannot enter Islam and yani say, well, I'll learn about inheritance later, I'll learn about this later. Can they say that about fasting? You have to know it. It's a pillar of Islam. So everybody has to know it. People have to know that there's fasting, that there's prayer, that there's Hajj. Nobody can enter Islam and nobody told them that there are five pillars of Islam and that there's six pillars of Iman. Person has to know this upon entering Islam, even if they don't know all the details of it, even if they don't know all the proofs for it, but they have to be told this. And whoever denies it is a kafir murtad ala al-Islam. Okay, I wanted to read that, and then I want to go now to Fiqh al-Ibadat. Fiqh al-Ibadat on page 247. Page 247. Fiqh al-Ibadat is the book written by who? Or it is authored by, and whether he wrote it or he, yani, or they collected it after his passing. In any case, it's his book, right? And he says on page 247, under the fatwa of Siyam, Bima Yuthbatu Shahru Ramadan. Okay, there are two questions that came here. I want to read both of them for the benefit that came in both of them. The first of them is specifically our question, Bima Yuthbatu Shahru Ramadan. I'm sorry, I'm jumping ahead of myself. That's the next topic that we're going to take. So I shouldn't be reading from there. I should be reading from page 244, Hukum Siyam Ramadan. Now, the Shaykh says, concerning the ruling of fasting Ramadan, the question, O Fadilat the Shaykh, what is the ruling concerning fasting Ramadan? He answered, the fasting of the month of Ramadan is fard binas al-kitab wa sunnah wa ijma' al-muslimin. He said it's fard by text from the book and the sunnah and the consensus of the Muslims. And then he mentions the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, and then he mentions the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Ibn Umar, Bunya al-Islam. And then he says, after mentioning those evidences that we already previously mentioned, he mentions another evidence that we didn't mention that we are familiar with. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا رأيتموه فصوموا. إذا رأيتموه فصوموا. What is the meaning of this? إذا رأيتموه. If you see the hilal for the month of Ramadan, فصوموا. Then you must fast. Then you must fast. Hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. After that, the Shaykh, he says, وَأَجْمَعَ الْمُسْلِمُونَ عَلَى أَنَّ السِّيَامَ رَمَضَانَ فَرْضٍ. Yani the Muslims have come to consensus that the fasting of the month of Ramadan is fard, wa annahu ahd arkan al-Islam, and it's one of the pillars of Islam. And then he says, فَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ فَرْدِيَّتَهُ فَمَنْ أَنْكَرَ فَرْدِيَّتَهُ كَفَرَ. Whoever denies its obligatory nature, that person has disbelieved. But look what the Shaykh adds. That's why sometimes we have to, when you study any subject, you gotta go to other sources, right? And don't take from one book, however good it may be, you're gonna find something else if you read from various scholars. Look what Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah says here. Whoever denies that it's obligatory, kafara, has disbelieved. Illa, there's exceptions. This is very important. Exception. Illa أن يكون ناشيا في بلاد بعيدة لا تعرف فيها أحكام الإسلام فيعذر بذلك. This is a faida that the Shaykh gave us here. يعني unless what? Unless, yeah, ناشيا في بلاد بعيدة, يعني they grew up in a place that's far away, يعني from the lands of Islam. لا تعرف فيها أحكام الإسلام. نعم, where the rulings of Islam are not known. لا تعرف, يعني they are not known, the أحكام of Islam. If a person grew up in that country, فيعذر بذلك, then that person is excused due to this. This was called العذر بالجهل. And a person didn't know, and they had no way to know. And it's not that they were in the land of Islam and they didn't care to know, they didn't try to know, they didn't want to hear it. No, they were يعني ناشيًا في بلاد بعيدة عن الإسلام. They grew up in a faraway place where the rulings of Islam are not known. That person might be excused due to their ignorance because they didn't have a way to know. That's very important. The Shaykh says, إِلَّا, except in this kind of situation. But then he didn't stop there either. This is Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. Look what he said after that. ثُمَّ إِنْ أَصَرَّ بَعْدَ إِقَامَةِ الْحُجَّ عَلَيْهِ كَفَرَ. ثُمَّ, he has an excuse, right? ثُمَّ إِنْ أَصَرَّ, but if he continues and insists on ignorance, بَعْدَ إِقَامَةِ الْحُجَّ, after the proofs have been established, عَلَيْهِ kafara, then even that one, he became a kafir. Because why? He had an excuse. He was in a faraway land, but then somebody came and educated him. Somebody taught him. Somebody showed him and proved to him with hujjah that the fast of Ramadan is obligatory. And then he continued to ignore it. Then in that case, he became a kafir. Sure. Naam. Shaykh is not finished yet though, but go ahead, ask your question.
I'm sorry.
This is the benefit of the scholars. Now, go ahead.
Regarding also about becoming Muslim, who convert to Islam also, is the same rule?
No, of course. The new Muslim who didn't have a chance to learn yet might be excused from some things.
I'm sorry.
But if a person enters Islam, and we didn't tell them before they entered Islam, that there are five pillars of Islam and there are pillars of Iman. Yani before they entered Islam, we didn't tell them, we just said, enter Islam. Yani, قُلْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And they don't know that there are pillars of Islam and pillars of Iman, and they don't know anything about that. No, we have to tell people what you're getting into, that this is Islam, this is a way of life. There are pillars of Islam that Muslims have to act upon. There are pillars of Iman that Muslims have to believe in. We can't tell them maybe every detail of it, but at least they have to know that when you enter Islam, you're going to have to fast. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to give charity. You're going to have to make pilgrimage. You have to believe in Allah alone. You have to give up the worship of anything besides Allah. We have to tell them that. That we believe in the prophets. We believe in the messengers. We believe in the judgment day. We have to tell a person that, even if you summarize it. Okay, Shaykh is not finished yet. If we are negligent, are we responsible? How could we not be responsible if we are negligent? If we are negligent, we are responsible. Naam, we are responsible. We are responsible every time a person enters Islam and we don't tell them what they need to know. And we don't follow behind them and try to help them and support them and facilitate their affair. We became negligent. Yani it's not just Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Takbir, Allahu Akbar. That's it? That's not even from the Sunnah. And then we abandon them. Al-Imam Muhammad al-Salih al-Thaymin, he said that the Muslims have reached agreement that the fast of Ramadan is obligatory. It's a pillar of Islam. Whoever denies that it's obligatory have fallen into disbelief, except that that person has a legitimate excuse. They had no way of knowing. In that case, they're excused. Then, if they're informed and the proofs and evidence are brought to them and they refuse to change, then they also declared to go out of Islam. Then the Shaykh says, وَمَنْ تَرَكَهُ تَحَاوُنًا مَا الْإِقْرَارِ بِفَرْدِيَتِهِ فَهُوَ عَلَى خَطَرٍ مَنْ تَرَكَهُ تَحَاوُنًا. Meaning, whoever didn't fast, they abandoned the fast, تَحَاوُنًا, due to taking it lightly, not taking the matter seriously. مَا الْإِقْرَارِ بِفَرْدِيَتِهِ, but they agree, they acknowledge that it's obligatory, but just they are weak Muslim. They didn't take it serious. This obligatory, it's a pillar of Islam, but is it fard? Yeah, it's fard. I know it's fard. I don't deny that. That person, the Shaykh said, فَهُوَ عَلَى خَطَرٍ, is what? He's in danger. فَإِنَّ بَعْدَ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ يَرَى أَنَّهُ كَافِ مُرْتَدٍ. He's in danger because some scholars hold the view that this person has gone out of Islam, that he's a kafir and an apostate. And the Shaykh, he didn't stop there. وَلَكِنَ الرَّاجِحْ أَنَّهُ لَيْسَ بِكَافِرْ مُرْتَدْ بَلْ هُوَ فَاسِقْ مِنَ الْفُسَّاقْ فُعَال فُسَّاقْ فَاسِقْ فُعَال فُسَّاقْ لَكِنَّهُ عَلَى قَطَرٍ عَظِيمٍ. The Shaykh, he says, this person who doesn't fast due to taking the matter lightly, but they agree that it's obligatory, he's in danger because some of the scholars hold the view, يَرَى أَنُّهُ كَافِ مُرْتَد. Some scholars hold the view that he is a kafir and he is a murtad, apostate from Islam. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Salih al-Thaymin says, وَلَكِنْ الرَّاجِحُ, but the more correct, the stronger view is that he is not a kafir, that he is not a murtad, rather he is a fasiq from the fusaq. However, he is indeed upon a great danger. He's in a very dangerous position. Now, very dangerous position. Naam. This is the end of what we wanted to say, concerning the hukm and the evidences concerning the fast of Ramadan. Now, Allahu Alam. There's no doubt that at least that person is ala khatarin azim, right? Because Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu said that those people who are praying but and maybe fasting and making pilgrimage but they refuse to give zakat, he said what? He said, I will fight them, I will kill them until they give the zakat that they used to give in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's no doubt that this person is in a tremendous dangerous position, at least if not more than that. They are at least in a dangerous position, meaning they are in a position that it is lawful for the leader, the ruler of the Muslim state, notice I said, the leader, the ruler of the Muslim state, to execute them, to force them to give the zakat. Now, it's not the permission of the imam, the sheikh, the leader of a group, to enforce the hudud of Allah. But the ruler of the Muslim state may enforce the laws of Allah. Now, okay, next topic. The next topic is on page 67 of our textbook, level 3 fiqh, yani bima yuthbatu ash-shahr. This topic is dealt with very, very briefly. Inshallah, we'll just read a couple of comments from some of the secondary sources. Yani, with what? Yani, by means of what is the month, meaning the month of Ramadan, established, confirmed? How is it confirmed that the month has begun? Yuthbatu dukhulu shahri Ramadana bi ru'yatil hilali walau min wahidin adlin أو بإكمال عدة شعبان 30 يوما يثبت دخول شهر رمضان برؤية الهلال. What is the meaning? The month of Ramadan, its beginning, the entry of the month of Ramadan is confirmed by sighting the new moon. ولو من واحد عدل. This is an important point here. Even if it's from one just person, one just person whose integrity is intact, even if it's from one person, we're talking about what? Dukhul Shahr Ramadan, as opposed to the ending of the month of Ramadan. The entry of the month of Ramadan is confirmed by the witness of even one acceptable just witness. أو بإكمال عدة شعبان 30 يوما. Or the other way of confirming the beginning of the month of Ramadan is by the completion of the number of days for the month of Sha'ban as 30. Meaning if the new moon is not sighted after 29 days, then once we count 30 days for the month of Sha'ban, this confirms the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Here they mention as a proof for these two methods of confirming the beginning of the month of Ramadan, فَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ صوموا لرؤيته. يعني رؤيته ماذا؟ رؤيته يعني حلال رمضان. وأفطروا لرؤيته فإن غم عليكم فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 يوما. رواه البخاري ومسلم. يعني when the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said صوموا لرؤيته. That is the command. I command you. You are commanded to fast based upon its sighting, the sighting of the hilal for Ramadan. وَأَفْتِرُوا لِرُؤْيَتِهِ. And I command you to break fast, yani at the end of Ramadan, based upon its sighting, the sighting of the new moon for the month of Shawwal. فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ. But if it is cloudy, if the yani the moon is obscured due to cloudiness, فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ 30 يَوْمًا, then complete the number of the days of Sha'ban as 30 days reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. So this hadith and similar hadith like this confirm that there are two methods for the confirmation of the beginning of the month of Ramadan, that is yani either through sighting of the new moon or by counting the number of days of Sha'ban as 30. If it reaches 30 days, khalas, that's the end. The month can only have 29 or 30 days. Okay, again, this is the end of what they mentioned here. I want to go to Al-Wajiz, page 196 and 197. Al-Wajiz, 196 and 197. I'm going to summarize some of this probably, because it's a little bit lengthy. And there are some important points here that are of benefit. Okay, so let me take the liberty of summarizing a little bit what they said here. The first thing they started with on page 196, in the middle of the page, wujub siyam Ramadan bi ru'yatil hilal, the obligation of fasting the month of Ramadan by the sighting of the new moon. And they mentioned the hadith of Abu Hurairah, which we just mentioned. Yani fast by seeing it and break fast by seeing it, and if it became cloudy, then count the number as 30 days. The second title, Bima Yuthbatu Ash-Shahr, yani by means of what do we confirm the month? They said, Yuthbatu Shahr Ramadan bi ru'yatil hilal walau min wahidin adlin. We heard those words before, right? Walau bi wahidin adlin. Yani it is confirmed by the sighting of the new moon, even if it's from one just witness, or by completing the number of the days of Sha'ban is 30 days. And then they mention the a hadith from Abdullah ibn Umar. This hadith is an authentic hadith for sure. Yani Sheikh al-Albani mentions it in Irwa al-Ghalil. It's reported by Abu Dawood, and his Sheikh says that it is authentic. Ali ibn Umar qala, tara'a an-nasu al-hilal. Yani the people, Ibn Umar is saying, the people were out after the 29th day, and that night they were tara'a, looking to see the hilal. فَأَخْبَرْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنِّي رَأَيْتُهُ. So I, Ibn Umar, informed the Messenger of Allah that I saw it. I singly saw it. Fasama. He fasted. Who fasted? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa amara an-nas bi siyamihi. And he ordered the people to also fast it. This hadith is a proof of what? Walau min wahidin adlin. Even if there's only one witness, if they're a person of integrity, we can accept their witness. We can accept their witness. And this is a proof for what? For accepting the witness to confirm the beginning of Ramadan. Yeah, the beginning of Ramadan. This hadith doesn't deal with the end of Ramadan. Pay attention. Huh? He said, I saw it. The people were looking for the hilal. I saw it, and the Prophet fasted and ordered the people to fast. He's talking about Ramadan, the hilal of Ramadan. I'm on page 196. The last topic and the second half of the page. So this hadith is key. The hadith of Abdul ibn Umar reported by Abu Dawud, Sheikh al-Albani, and Al-Wara Ghalil said that it's authentic. The people were looking for the hilal. I saw it. I informed the Prophet. He fasted and he ordered the people to fast. But if you didn't see, they went on to say that if you didn't see the hilal due to cloudiness or other than that, then complete the number of Sha'ban is 30 days. And this is based on the hadith of Abu Huraira that's mentioned previously. We already mentioned about counting 30 days. They said in Al-Wajiz, or they said, he said, Sheikh Abdul Azim, Al-Badawi, he said, وَأَمَّا الشَّوَّالُ فَلَا يُثْبَتُ دُخُولُهُ إِلَّا بِشَهَادَةِ إِثْنَيْنِ. Huh? As far as Shawwal, the end of the month of Ramadan, the beginning of Shawwal, it is not confirmed. Its beginning is not confirmed except by the witness of two. Of two. What is the proof that there should be two for the ending of Ramadan? Okay, they give a lengthy. He gives a lengthy discussion about this. Many of the scholars of the past talked about this subject. He's summarizing it, but still his summary is a little bit long for us. He says, first he mentions two hadith. The hadith of Abdurrahman ibn Zayd al-Khattab. He said that I gave a khutbah on the day of Shek. Al-Yawm al-Ladhi Shekka Fihi. The day of Shek is doubtful. Is this the last day of Sha'ban or the first day of Ramadan? And it could be the 30th of Sha'ban or the first of Ramadan. He gave a khutbah on that day, and he said, Ala inni jalastu ashab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa sa'altuhum innahum haddathuni anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yani qala, sumu lirru'yati aftiru lirru'yati wa ansiku laha fa'in gamma alaykum fa'attimmu 30 yawman fa'in, this is the shahid, fa'in shahida shahidan musliman fasumu wa aftiru. Pay attention to this evidence that they're using and how they're using it, because it's not that obvious. Okay, it's not that obvious. He said, I gave a khutbah on the day of Shek, and I said that I have sat with the companions of the Messenger of Allah. This is my evidence. I sat with companions of the Messenger of Allah, and I asked them about this matter. And they informed me, إِنَّهُمْ حَدَّثُونِي, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fast when you see it, and break fast when you see it, and make your sacrifice for it also. Yani based on deciding. What sacrifice is that? Eid al-Adha. But if it became cloudy, then complete 30 days. فَإِنْ شَاهِدَ شَاهِدًا. So if two witnesses, Musliman, and this word Musliman, Sheikh Yani says that this hadith is not in the narration that he has authenticated, but in any case, Yani it came in Sahih al-Jami' without the wording Musliman. فَإِنْ شَاهِدَ شَاهِدًا, two witnesses, in that narration, two Muslim witnesses, fasumu wa aftiru, then fast and break fast. This narration is talking about what? Fasting when you see the new moon and breaking fast, but it's saying two witnesses. Two witnesses. That's important to note here. Saying two witnesses. This narration, Shaykh al-Albani said that it's sahih and sahih al-jami'ah. It's reported by Ahmed and Nasa'i, but in Nasa'i without the words Musliman, just two witnesses. The hadith is authentic. That's the first evidence that they mention, that they're going to use as a proof that you need two witnesses to end the month of Ramadan. The second evidence, an Amir Mecca, Al-Harith ibn Hatib. Qala ahida ilayna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an nansuka, yani nusuk, yani sacrifice, lirru'ya, fa'in lam narahu wa shahida 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 adlin. Yani shahida is shahidan, the noon is deleted because of idafa, right? فَإِنْ شَاهِدَ شَاهِدَ عَدْلًا نَسَكْنَا بِشَهَادَتِهِمَا. This hadith is also sahih in the Sunan of Abu Dawood. Sunan Abu Dawood. What is the meaning of this narration, second narration? The Amir of Mecca, Harith Khatib, radiallahu anhu, he said, he had informed us and instructed us, that is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make our sacrifices based on the sighting. And in the sacrifice of Eid al-Hadha, Adha, based on the sighting of the moon of what? Hilal of? Dhul-Hijjah, sacrifice. Sacrifice is in the month of Hajj. Sacrifice, Eid al-Hadha, month of Hajj. Make your sacrifice based on sighting. But if you didn't see it, فَإِن لَمْ نَرَاهُ, if we didn't see it, وَشَاهِدَ شَاهِدَ عَدْلًا, but two just witnesses did see it, then we can make our sacrifice based on the witness of those two people. This hadith is also a proof of what? Yani that there are two witnesses that's necessary for the month. Yani the month of Dhul Hijjah, for determining when will be Eid al-Adha, making a sacrifice. Two witnesses, two just witnesses. Here the argument is what? The saying, فَإِنْ شَهِدَ شَاهِدَانْ مُسْلِمَانْ فَسُومُوا وَأَفْتِرُوا, this statement, if it is witnessed by, the moon is witnessed by two just Muslims, then fast and break fast. Based on the witness of two just Muslims. Fast and break fast. Meaning, you establish the beginning of the month and the ending of the month by two just witnesses. And in the second hadith, the hadith of Abdurrahman ibn Zayd ibn Khattab, he said in his statement, فَإِنْ لَمْ نَرَهُ, if we didn't see it, but two just witnesses, شَاهِدَ عَدْلًا, they see it, then we can make our sacrifice based on their testimony. These evidences, both of them, require two witnesses. So why are we saying that you require two witnesses for ending the month, but not two witnesses for the beginning of the month? Because we have a proof for the beginning of Ramadan for one witness. But do we have a proof for the ending of Ramadan for one witness? That's the point. That's the point. Is it clear the istidlal, how they are using this as a proof? Yani these evidences are general that require two witnesses for beginning and ending. But since we have a specific proof for the beginning of Ramadan that's authentic, that even one witness, and the Prophet said two, but guess what? He allowed even one. That means that for beginning the month, there's an exception. Even though it's good to have two, but if you have one, as was the witness of Abdul ibn Umar, then that is also sufficient for beginning of the month. We don't have anything that excludes the ending of the month from the rule of requiring two witnesses, so it requires two. And this is the argument that they're making. They're saying then, both these hadith point what we understand from them, that it's not permissible to accept the witness of one person for fasting or breaking the fast, but the fasting, the beginning of the month, is excluded from that by an evidence. That is the hadith of Abdul ibn Umar. So therefore, yani even though we understand you have to have two witnesses to begin the fast, the hadith of Ibn Umar proves to us that there's an exception. You can even have one, but as far as breaking the fast, it's still yani subject to the ruling in these two hadith that you have to have two witnesses, and therefore it's not permissible to accept one. This, they have taken this yani discussion from Tuhfatul Ahwadi, yani bitasarruf, meaning yani they didn't quote it completely, but yani they took the summary of what was mentioned in the book Tuhfatu al-Ahwazi, which is a book, very important book of hadith, and it is the book of the Sharh of As-Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Sunan al-Tirmidhi. طيب, at the end of the discussion they said, Tanbih, pay attention to this, وَمَنْ رَأَى الْهِلَالَ وَحْدَهُ. What about the person who sees the Hilal by himself and nobody else saw it, and the government doesn't accept his testimony, and therefore the people are not told to fast? What is his condition? What is his condition?
He has to follow the people.
Is there any exception to that? Except if? There's nobody else there. So who's the people to follow? So then, does he have to fast?
Yes.
Then he has to fast because he saw the moon that begins Ramadan. But if he's in the land where there are people, where there are Muslims, and they didn't accept his testimony, and therefore the people are not fasting, he has to fast with the people. He has to fast with the people. Tambi, whoever saw the Hilal, and he is alone, then he should not fast. Hatta yusumu an-nas, unless and until the people, the Muslims, fast. And he cannot break his fast. Hatta yuftiru, unless and until the people break their fast. فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الصوم. What's the proof for this? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith that is reported Sahih al-Jami', it's authentic, it's reported by At-Tirmidhi, in the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, very important hadith. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said الصوم يوم تصومون. The fast, fasting is when, yani, when you all, the whole Muslim body, is fasting. As-sawm yawma tasumuna, when everybody is fasting. Wal-fitru yawma tuftiruna, and breaking the fast is when everybody is breaking the fast. Wal-adha yawma tudahuna, and the Eid al-Adha, the sacrifice, is when the people are sacrificing. What is the point of this? That the jama'ah. The point is al-jama'ah. In the footnote it says the meaning of this. Well, he says first, قَالَ فَسَّرَ بَعْدُ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ فَقَالَ. Some of the scholars explained this hadith and they said, إِنَّمَا مَعْنَى هَذَا أَنَّ السَّوْمُ وَالْفِطْرَ مَعَ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَعَظَمَ النَّاسِ. Yani, that the meaning of this hadith is that fasting and breaking fast should be with the jama'ah, with the mass of the people, with the body of the people. This hadith is in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Okay, so this is yani the summary of what is mentioned al-wajiz, and then naam ya Waleed.
Naam.
There's am and there's khas, right? There's am and there's khas and there's mutlaq al-muqayyid. So the point here is, if there's a general evidence that confirms an obligation or a prohibition, and then there's a specific evidence that yani is applicable to something within the general ruling, or some people in the general body of people that ruling is applicable to, a specific ruling that excludes something from the general ruling, or some of the people from the general ruling, that is also authentic, then that means the khas takes precedence over the am. That is a general rule. Al-am wal-khas in usul al-fiqh. That's a general rule. So if you have an authentic evidence that's general, and there's a specific evidence that is applicable to some part of that generality, then the specific evidence takes precedence over the general evidence. It doesn't cancel the general evidence. It only removes from the general ruling what that specific evidence is applicable to. That's all. So what's removed from the general evidence here is the beginning of Ramadan. It doesn't nullify the general ruling. It just takes out of it some part of it. In this case, the entry of the month of Ramadan.
An example would be like, let's say the fact that it has a rock,
Surah Al-Fatiha is a rukun from arkan of salat. Naam. But what if a person came in ruku and joined the imam, they missed Al-Fatiha, but they caught the imam in ruku, that's an exception. So the general rule is, there's no salat. La salata bighayr al-Fatiha. There's no salat without Al-Fatiha. That's general rule. But there's some exception to that general rule, and that is the case of the person who caught the imam in ruku. That's an exception. The general rule is still applicable. This little part, only this person who came at that time, he's exempted from that rule. He comes out of that rule by a specific evidence that excludes him from that. So that's a good example of this. And there are lots of cases of this where there's a general rule, and then there's another evidence that's authentic that yani limits that general rule in some aspect or some members of the general rule that the rule is applicable to. Wayakum. Okay, we're going now on the same point to Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah, yani fiqh al-ibadat. He mentions concerning the confirmation of the month of Ramadan and the hukum concerning the person who alone sees the hilal. Okay, the same point that we just got finished discussing. As far as the first point, bima, this is on page 247, bima yuthbatu shahr Ramadan. Yani what is it that we can, with what we can confirm the beginning of the month of Ramadan? The Shaykh, he says, it is the entry of the month of Ramadan is confirmed by either sighting the hilal or by completing the month of Sha'ban is 30 days. And he mentions the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you see it, then fast. And if you see it, yani the hilal of the next month, then break fast. And if it is cloudy, then complete the number of days of Sha'ban as 30. As far as the second matter, what is the ruling? حُكْمُ رُؤْيَةِ مَنْ رَأَى الْهِلَالِ وَحْدَهُ حُكْمُ رُؤْيَةِ مَنْ, the sighting of who, the one who saw the hilal singly, alone, by himself, nobody else saw it. The Shaykh was asked, what is the ruling concerning the person who sees the halal alone? وَلَمْ يَصُمْ مَعَهُ النَّاسِ, he saw it, but the people didn't fast with him. Meaning, they didn't accept his witness. They didn't accept his testimony. The Shaykh, he says, whoever saw the hilal alone, it is obligatory upon that person to do what? To convey it to the mahkama shara'iyya. To convey his testimony to the sharia court in the land of the Muslims. وَيَشْهَدُ بِهِ, and give testimony to what he has seen. وَيُثْبَتُ دُخُولُ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ بِشَهَادَةِ الْوَاحِدِ إِذَا إِرْتَضَاهُ الْقَادِي وَحَقْمَ بِشَهَادَتِهِ. Huh? So the entry, the beginning of the month of Ramadan is confirmed by the witness of this one person. إِذَا إِرْتَضَاهُ الْقَادِي. If the Qadi in the Mahkama Shari'iyya is pleased with his testimony. Yani thinks that it's legitimate, it's valid. If they have some question about it, they may reject it. But if they accept it, then the beginning of the month of Ramadan is confirmed by the testimony of that one person. Yani, شَهَادَةِ wahid adl. فَإِنْ رُدَّتْ شَهَادَتُهُ فَقَدْ قَالَ بَعْدُ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنَّهُ يَلْزَمُهُ أَنْ يَسُومَ لِأَنَّهُ تَيَكَّنَ أَنَّهُ رَأَى الْحِلَالِ. Sheikh says, فَإِنْ رُدَّتْ, but if his testimony is rejected, some of the scholars said, he is obligated to fast. لِأَنَّهُ تَيَكَّنَ, because he was certain, أَنَّهُ رَأَى الْحِلَالِ, so he must fast. But the Shaykh said, قَالَ بَعْدُ الْعُلَمَاءِ. What does that indicate to us? That بَعْدُ الْعُلَمَاءِ قَالَ هَذَا وَآخَرُونَ قَالَ غَيْرُ هَذَا. Some of them said this. وَقَالَ بَعْدُ الْأَحْلَ الْعِلْمِ لَا يَلْزَمْ أَنْ يَسُومَا, that he is not obligated to fast. لِأَنَّ السَّوْمَ يَوْمَ يَسُومُ النَّاسِ وَالْفِطْرَ يَوْمَ يُفْتِرُ النَّاسِ. Other scholars said, no, he is not obligated to fast, but rather the fast should be only when the people fast. When his testimony is accepted and the people are ordered to fast. And the breaking of fast is when the people break the fast. The Shaykh goes on to say, rahimahullah rahmatan wasiya, wa muwafaqatuhu lil jama'ati khayrun min infiradihi wa shududihi. ها وموافقته للجماعة خير من انفراده وشذوذه. يعني him being in agreement with the jama'ah, fasting with the people and breaking fast with the people is better than him fasting by himself, being alone. It's better than that, being with the jama'ah. The Shaykh didn't stop there. He gave a third view. وَفَصَّلَ آخَرُونَ Other scholars gave more detail. They said, يَلْزَمُهُ السَّوْمْ سِرًّا That he's obligated to fast secretly. فَيَلْزَمُهُ السَّوْمْ لِأَنَّهُ رَأَى الْهِلَالِ So he's obligated to fast because he did see the hilal. وَيَكُونُ سِرًّا But he must do so secretly. لِأَلَّا يُظْهَرَ مُخَالَفَةَ الْجَمَاعَةِ So that he will not openly be in contradiction to the jama'ah. Anyway, these are three views. And the most correct view, wallahu a'lam, is the second view. Why? Who thinks that the third view is the most correct view? And why? And who thinks that the second view is the most correct view? And why? We have 2 minutes before the adhan. Who had the hand up first? On this side it looked like it was first. Okay, we're going to go to the Nasir. Which view? Second view or third view?
Third view.
Why? He must fast secretly.
If you have a yakin, destroyed.
Then you have to fast.
Yes.
That's what they said. He's in agreement with them. Who says second view?
The second one.
Why? He said the second one, that I have to fast with the people, because the hadith clearly states that as-sawm yawma yasumu an-nas. The Prophet ﷺ said there's no fasting except when the people fast. And there's no breaking fasting except when the people break fast. So these are two views, or three views, and all of them have some scholars who support them. Wallahu a'lam. Yani, take whichever one you like, no problem. We're not going to fight over it. But in my view, whatever it's worth, yani, the second view is stronger because of the hadith. Because of the hadith. It reconciles between both sides, yani, in a better way. Wallahu a'lam. Yani, there's no doubt that the third view has some basis, that the person shouldn't fast openly and oppose the jama'ah, and maybe they are obligated to fast because they did see the moon. Wallahu a'lam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So we're going to close with this statement concerning this last matter. Now,
yeah, about the third view, I do not really see a great difference of the third view from the first view regarding the hadith. So the hadith said that asawm yawm tasumuna. It didn't specify either you do it secretly or openly.
No.
The Prophet said the fasting is the day.
No.
All of you fast. So
the fasting is the hadith is general that you only fast with the people, and therefore, yani, those who said that you fast, whether they're saying fasting openly or secretly, they still are fasting, and fasting should only be with the people. In any case, the last statement we want to make concerning this subject. And inshallah, next week we look at the next topic, which is Arkan As-Sawm. Yani, the Arkan of Sawm. That's what we're going to talk about next week. Tonight, for today, we just want to close with this. Yani, from the Ikhtiyarat Al-Fiqhiyya of Shaykh Al-Albani, rahimahullah. Yani, on page, yani, so you can go back to it on page 217, number 2, Hukmu Man Ra'a Al-Hilal Wahdahu. The ruling concerning the one who singly alone saw the hilal. Qala Sayyid Sabiq, Qala Al-Shaykh Sayyid Sabiq, rahimahullah, he said, the scholars, a'immatul fiqh, ittafaqat a'immatul fiqh. Yeah, this is what Sayyid Sabiq said, that the scholars, the imams of fiqh, have agreed upon the fact that, man absara al-hilal, hilal as-sawm, wahdahu, an yasum. This is his claim, that the imams of fiqh are in agreement that whoever actually saw the hilal of fasting of Ramadan, even alone, that he must fast. Shaykh al-Albani says, rahimahullah, هَذَا لَيْسَ عَلَىٰ إِطْلَاقِهِ This is not absolute. Yani, there may, in some cases he may fast and he may not fast. So in other cases. فِي تَفْصِيلٍ There's some detailed explanation. ذكره شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله في الفتوى له, where he said, شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية mentioned the details concerning this issue. يعني can he fast? Must he fast? Must he not fast? What's the details? يعني he says, Sabiq is claiming that he must fast. And Shaykh al-Albani is saying that there's some details that have to be looked at. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said, if he sees the hilal of fasting, Ramadan, alone, or the hilal of breaking the fast, alone, is it obligatory upon him to fast based on ru'yatihi nafsihi, his own individual sighting, or to break the fast based on his own individual sighting, or he does not fast, and he does not break the fast, except with the people. What is the correct view? Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is saying, على ثلاثة الأقوال وهي ثلاثة الروايات عن أحمد. He said, there are three views, and there are three narrations according to those three views from Imam Ahmed. يعني it is narrated from Imam Ahmed in three different places, each one of those three views. ثم ذكرها. Shaykh al-Islam then mentions the three sayings, the three narrations of Imam Ahmed. And then Shaykh al-Albani says, وَالَّذِي يُهَمُّنَا ذِكْرُهُ مِنْهَا مَا وَافَقَتْ حَدِيثُ وَهُوَ قَوْلُهُ. Yani, what is important for us to mention here is that which is in agreement with the hadith. We don't want to know about the other views. Yani, whatever the other views are, you have to go back and look at them. We're not going to even waste our time with that. We only want to look at one view. That is the view that's in agreement with the hadith. The third view, الثالث. يَسُومُ from the three views that Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah mentioned. He said the third view, يَسُومُ مَا النَّاسِ, that he fasts with the people, وَيُفْتِرُ مَا النَّاسِ, and he breaks fast with the people, وَهَذَا أَظْهَرُ الْأَقْوَالِ, and this is the most clear of the sayings, based on the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, سَوْمُكُمْ يَوْمَ تَصُومُونَ وَفِطْرُكُمْ يَوْمَ تُفْتِرُونَ وَأَضْحَاكُمْ يَوْمَ تُضَحُونَ. يعني you're fasting can only be when you all are fasting, and you're breaking the fast when you all break the fast, and you're sacrificed when you're all يعني making the sacrifice. رواه الترمذي, and Tirmidhi said حسن غريب. Shaykh al-Albani said that is authentic. And then he mentions, Tirmidhi mentions, that some of the scholars says this means that the fasting and the breaking of the fast should only be with the jama'ah, with the masses of the people. Shaykh al-Albani said this hadith is detailed in its sources in Silsila al-Hadith al-Sahiha, hadith number 224, where he brought a lot of benefits concerning this hadith, and Irwa al-Galil, hadith number 905, by way of Abi Huraira radiallahu anhu. So whoever wills may go back to those sources and see the details of this hadith. We just close with this statement of Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. He says, lakin, after mentioning these three views, يعني that the third view is what? That the person should only fast or break fast with the people. Ibn Taymiyyah said, لكن من كان في مكان ليس فيه غيره إذا رأى صام فإنه ليس هناك غيره. يعني he must not fast except with the people. But if he is in a place where there's nobody other than him, then if he saw the hilal of Ramadan, he must fast. Because why? There's nobody else there besides him.
Is it necessary to mention that?
Well, Shaykh al-Islam came here and mentioned it. Shaykh al-Albani repeated it. Excuse me. Pardon me. Okay, we don't have but 2 minutes, inshallah. If, go ahead, ask your question.
Albani was citing
Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah.
Okay.
That's what he was quoting from Ibn Taymiyyah. Sometimes when we say Shaykh al-Uthaymeen and we say Shaykh ibn Taymiyyah, sometimes it sounds the same. Naam.
And Shaykh ibn Taymiyyah wrote the hadith from Ahmad.
From Tirmidhi. The hadith of Tirmidhi. Which hadith are you talking about?
Oh,
he brought the narration.
Okay.
No, meaning that which is reported as the view of Imam Ahmed.
Okay.
Not hadith, the view of Ahmed. Yani, riwayat from Ahmed means what has been reported of the opinions of Imam Ahmed. Of people said Imam Ahmed said this. People said Imam Ahmed said this. People said Imam Ahmed said this. All of those have been reported from Imam Ahmed. All three of those views, the third of them is that the person must not fast except with the people. And then Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah followed that by saying, except if the person is alone. There's nobody for him to be concerned about fasting or breaking the fast with. If he saw the moon, then he must fast. That's the end of what he said. Okay, we're going to stop here, inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك